Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is enrolled in a 4-month parenting counseling class, all part of a plan to get him reinstated to the NFL. A New Orleans judge has ordered owner Tom Benson to have testing for Alzheimer's disease. His daughters are suing, saying he's no longer capable of making good decisions to run the franchise. The fiance of Aaron Hernandez, the expatriate, has been granted immunity by a judge and must testify in his murder case. She's already been charged with perjury for lying to the grand jury. Former San Diego State quarterback Jesse Freitas, a passing star in the early 1970s, found dead in his home in Petaluma. He had suffered from mental disorders the last couple of years. Oregon has landed another quarterback. Vernon Adams, the top passing star at 1AA Eastern Washington, is transferring to Oregon to play immediately next year as a graduate student. He threw for 110 touchdowns in Big Sky Conference action. In Major League Baseball, Alex Rodriguez met for 90 minutes with owner Hal Steinbrenner and general manager Brian Cashman in a clear-the-air session yesterday. He apologized for the steroid suspension and the lawsuits he filed against the club initially. Yankees have informed him they're taking legal action to void the $30 million in home run bonus clauses he's got in his current contracts. Yankees have signed ex-Indians and Twins free agent pitcher Kyle Davis. Braves have signed ex-Pirates and Washington relief pitcher Matt Capps. In basketball, Jerry Tarkanian, legendary UNLV coach, is near death with a severe infection and breathing problems from heart issues. He's 84 years of age. San Diego State can take sole possession of the Mountain West Conference race with a win tonight against Wyoming. SDSU is 18-6. The Cowboys are 19-5. Wyoming, however, may be without star forward Larry Nance, who's got mononucleosis. Colorado State blew out New Mexico last night in Mountain West Conference play. Rams now go to 8-4 on the season. NBA basketball, Lakers lost to Denver. Nuggets guard Ty Lawson went for 32 points and 16 assists. Lakers have lost 14 of 15. Lakers are in Portland tonight. The Clippers tangle with Houston. Bad news, Dallas Mavericks. They've lost center Tyson Chandler with a sprained ankle and Monta Ellis, the guard, with a hip injury. He had an MRI last night. Minnesota's traded guard Mo Williams to the Charlotte Hornets in a multiplayer deal. Sacramento's closed in on a deal to hire coach George Karl, formerly the Denver Nuggets, to be their head coach. And in hockey, the Anaheim Ducks lost to the Florida Panthers. Goalie Ilya Bryzgalov yanked after giving up 3 goals on 8 shots in the road game last night. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.